From Smile Empty Soul, here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri at Firebrand Recording, which is a wonderful studio here, tracking our new record, Swan Song, which will start to be released one song at a time here in probably about June, and then the whole thing will come out at the end of the year. So keep your ears peeled for it and check it out when it comes out.
Hey, it's your favorite comedian Anthony Rogers, live in his tour bus, yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this, and there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description, go to the website, use promo code LEGENDARY, get a discount, do it, thank you, boom.
Hi, I'm Danny from 710 Glass. Come check my shop out. This is our Capone rig, 10 mil joint, smoke out of his head.
I'm AJ over at 710. This is our Puffco selection. This is a Peak Pro. It is completely Bluetooth compatible to your phone. You can control it completely from your phone. Lights, how long you want your session duration, what you want it to burn at.
Hi, I'm Jay at 710. Come check out our large selection of American hand pipes and American made glass.
Dude, we have everything.
Welcome back to the best show in the entire universe. Thank you for watching. Rumble's got hundreds of people watching already, so this is a big episode. Yeah, if you're from St. Louis, you obviously already know this, and if you're not, you probably did too. You're watching this, obviously. We have one of the Battlehawks, which is St. Louis Battlehawks, a football team that, kills it, right, it seems like. And fans out here love it. I think they have like 70,000 people go to their games, so their games are huge, man. So I'm not going to attempt to say your last name because I butchered that behind the scenes. Freedom, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How you doing today?
Good, man. Good. So what's it like to be a
Battlehawk,
man?
Honestly, it's a really great opportunity to bring Missouri and St. Louis football again. Especially, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, so I always like the rivalry between Kansas City and the St. Louis Rams. But when that got taken away, I know that did a lot to St. Louis. So to be able to give St. Louis football back again and give them a, great show, knowing that we're going to go out there and compete at the highest level, is a great honor.
Yeah, people love your team here, man. Like, I think, there's a huge culture of people, like, yelling could call it drunk, like, after your games everywhere.
We actually, our team kind of took that tradition, too. But, yeah, that energy that everybody always brings out there whenever we do come to St. Louis is, it's contagious, and it's really nice.
I think leagues like yours are really kind of challenging the system. I think you guys have a real chance to I don't know if you're a wrestling guy, but it's like in wrestling before when there's always like federations before like WWE took over. That's almost like what football seems like right now. It's like going down to like a couple different leagues and a couple different things, kind of competing for numbers. And I think you guys have a chance to kind of, if things like keep going the way they're going, probably replace the NFL like your league,
I don't know anything about that. But I know this is a great opportunity. I know it's a great opportunity for players who did not make the 53 or players who just really need film to go out there and showcase their talent, showcase that they can play at that level and get a shot.
I think it's great. I mean, it's the same thing as like, I don't know. It's like why I like college basketball more than like NBA is because like I think like
you're actually like playing, you know, versus like, I just feel like the higher level or whatever terminology, I just feel like that's fake and like the passionless, you know? It just doesn't seem as cool. It just doesn't seem as cool as like what you guys are doing, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah, I definitely understand. But I ain't gonna lie to you, broke up with just a little bit. I was going to say something,
you,
I was like,
you disagree with me? You're like, no, I didn't want to say, you're like, dude, probably. Like, hey, yo. That's funny, man. No, we're in a bad storm. If you're, I mean, we got a tornado outside. I got all these tornado warnings and stuff. But it's like, no, it's a crazy time. Like, you gotta go, the show's gotta go on. You gotta do the cell phone podcast with complete legends. You can't just not have a podcast with a legend as a tornado series. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Listen, the show must go on.
That's true, man. So what up? We talked a little before, so I'm repeating questions. Sorry, but I shouldn't have asked him prior. What is your workout routine as a football player, man? Like, what does that kind of look like?
You know, wake up early in the morning, treatments,
film. What are treatments?
Pretty much like maintenance of the body. At the end of the day, we go out there. It's a physical sport in the trenches. I play defensive tackle, so it's not as pretty as, you know, the other positions. So it's always, I'm always making contact with somebody. So maintenance of the body is always important. Watching film, getting the details that I need to prepare myself for the game. Then we go to practice. Then we also lift. And then we have film after. Me and myself, I kind of like to get another lift in because, you know, you got to be strong in this game. It's not a game where you can be a boy and just be okay. It's a man sport. So at the end of the day, going out there, being able to oppose your will on somebody else is always, it's always the best thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, you're like the size of a refrigerator, bro. Like a really big refrigerator.
I don't know about that one, man.
You seem like it, man. I bet you can stop a lot of people running at you, man. That's gotta be crazy, man. Like, it's like a high intensity position for sure.
You know, it's one of those things. Like the people who know that, like you know, if you go to the gym, somebody says hello, and then other people look at you like, "What's wrong with him? Like, why is he so big?" But you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Were you always bigger? Did this happen like late in life, or like what happened? Like, were you always like bigger than everybody?
I want to say I was always bigger than everybody. It's actually interesting. So when I came to college, I came in as a tight end, and I was like 225. So I didn't. That's like normal size. That's actually almost undersized. But then over the years, good dining, a lot of good dining. Switched over to the defensive side. Played defensive end in college. Switched over to defensive tackle, and that's what I've been rocking it with since.
It's awesome, man. Like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, you just gotta eat like what, like double meals, basically. You just work out constantly, pretty much, and to be big, pretty much.
No, it's yeah. You know, if I look back into the days on how much I did eat till now, I'll probably be like, I wish I didn't eat as much. But you know, it happened.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah, I picked up like way more cardio, and I'm like, I feel like the same. I like you're probably lifting way more than me, probably in your thing, but like. I like go miles on my cardio and stuff. I'm like, man, I'm just eating nonstop. I feel like I'm just eating all day, and like I'd eat like a normal meal before I work out. Like before I was working out all the time, I go eat a meal. Now it fill me up. Now it's like, man, it's like half my meal. I need more food. You know, it's like it's crazy. Like, and you're doing that more. You're probably experiencing that way more if you're lifting. Like, what are you doing lifting wise? I guess like just probably way more.
Lifting, with lifting is, you know, upper body, lower body, core, maintenance, small muscles, especially the small muscles, because at the end of the day, like I said, I'm striking a human being every single play. So if my back's not strong, who knows what's gonna happen. If my adductors give out, which most guys don't work, it's gonna be a bad day. So at the end of the day, it's making sure that my shield and sword is always sharpened, because the one time I do wanna relax, who knows what's going to happen the next day? So that's how I approach the weight room.
No, that's a great point, man. Were you the same position in college too when you played for Nebraska?
Oh no, I was skinnier.
Were you like a running back or something for the Huskers?
No, I was actually defensive end.
Oh, okay.
And then I kind of got I was there for the whole Bo Pelini, Mike Riley, Scott Frost coaching change. So it was kind of like one of those things when I got switched to 3-4, I realized if I'm going to be surviving, you know, the Big Ten football, I can't be too CC playing 4-I.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's crazy. Was it a weird transition from college to the Battle Hawks? Like,
well, it went from college to professional. So I was with the New York Giants in Cincinnati first.
I saw you with the Bengals. You were with the Giants also. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I first started with the Giants. That was a good experience for me. Had a lot of good people. Me and Dexter Lawrence, we still kick it to this day. We just, you know, hanging out, being good, big kids. Most people would just say that. And then later that year, went with the Cincinnati, walked with them, and then Battle Hawks.
Awesome, man. So what's the difference between, like, NFL and the UFL, I guess, like, at this point? What kind of differences do you see, like, guys? That's kind of interesting you played both.
Well, money is different, but
I figured that at least. I figured that, yeah. Yeah.
But honestly, the most important thing about with the UFL is the opportunity to, like, I have the ability, I am blessed to have the coaches that can teach me things that will help me to get to the next level, you know, or get back to the next level where I feel like I need to be at. So that's what this league is. One, the opportunity to put your film out there and show that you can still play. Also, learn on your weakness, because we all have weaknesses. And if you can fix your weaknesses, or the reason why I'm here, because I had a certain weakness that most teams saw. So if I continue working on it and it becomes a strength, then at the end of the day, I have the ability to go back up, play at that level, and, you know, do what I really love to do.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, it's that's good. So how old are you?
Me? Oh, I'm old.
You look young. That's been throwing me off. You play for so many teams. I'm like, this guy's got to be older than me, or the same age, probably.
28.
Oh, you're not old. Holy shit, you're sports old, I guess, but you're not like old.
You know, how old are you? Like,
I'm 37. I'm older than you, but I'm like,
oh yeah, you got me.
I'm like a decade older than you, bro. All the athletes look like kids to me now, for sure. Like you had a longer history. I mean, you still look young, but I'm like, well, this guy played for two fucking NFL teams, and I'm like doing the math in my head. I'm like, how the fuck? But 28's still pretty young. I mean, you can get another 10 years in sports at least. I mean, Tom Brady, he did till 40s, didn't he, or something?
Yeah, you said Tom Brady. You know what position he plays?
Yeah, fair. Yeah, fair.
Listen, if I'm blessed to squeeze in another 5 to 7 years, I'll take it. Because at the end of the day, this platform of football is part of the reason why we're even able to talk. So, it's like, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be here. But I know that there's so much more with it. I just got to take it step by step. I call it like chapters. Each week is a chapter. And after, you know, in a book, next chapter has to be more interesting than the other chapter.
I definitely agree. That's a great point. Like, great timing for saying this. I feel like I'm at the beginning of like a new chapter too, man. That's cool. I saw frequencies work, I guess, around the like similar frequencies where it worked. I mean, it's like, otherwise it wouldn't work. The conversation wouldn't even work. And that's weird to say, but what got you into football? I don't know, cheesy question, but probably a cool answer. What got you into football originally? Like, were you young playing this shit, or you get into it? High school or something?
I was young. Thank my whole family, because actually all my brothers play football. My older brother, we call him Junior. He has a difficult name, but he played football. He was, you know, really good at what he did. Played offense and defense. And then I came around. Then my little brother plays football. My nephews play football. So it's just like this train effect that all my family always play football. And also, everybody in my family always played a sport. It's part of our way to staying out of the house. Even though we love our mom so much, but you know how that be.
Yeah, dude. So your whole life, like, that was your sport, or like you played other sports, or like what's is everybody in your family huge too, or like you guys all like 6 foot something?
So, brother wise, yeah, we're all cracked 6 foot. Sisters, no, they didn't. Unfortunately, I love them all, but they didn't get it. But yeah, everybody's big. Everybody's on my brother's side. Everybody's. There was a point where I was the smallest brother when I was like 295. But now I'm a little bit more than that. I'm like sick in the middle. So, okay.
That's crazy. So did the basketball season start yet? Somebody told me there's already a game. There was a game. Was that this weekend or something?
Yeah. Where were you at?
I had a rough weekend, man. I don't want to get into that right now. I had a rough weekend, bro. Like, but no, I didn't know that even happened. Somebody told me today at like lunch. I was like, what? I thought it started like after this interview. That's crazy. So you already started your season, basically.
Yeah. It was awesome. It's definitely one of those games that, like I said, next chapter, get better, be at the dome. It's gonna be live, and we're gonna light it up.
Were you out of town for the first game then? It wasn't St. Louis.
No, it was Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Okay, cool. How'd that go?
Huh?
Did you guys win? I just found out you played a bunch.
Do you know how that one guy who made like a 64-yard kick? Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
He sealed the game for Michigan. It was a great kick. Listen, kudos to him. At the end of the day, it was a great game. But 64 yards is special.
That's
very special. So congrats to him and wish all the best for him.
So you guys lost the first game, you said?
Something like that. Something like that.
I'm just trying to catch up. I had way worse stuff happen. I was just like, man, I couldn't even. I was like in shock all weekend. Man. I'm just trying to do my job. So I'm like, I go to lunch. My friend's girlfriend's like, he's like, yeah, they already started, bro. I'm like, I missed the first game, and I had to do and then have a defense dude on the fucking show later than that. I was making fun of how dumb I was for missing that. I was like,
who's you good? Listen, you come to the home game, you know how it be. We'll get you.
Yeah, we'll
make sure you're good.
Yeah. No, it's a good environment, I heard, man. I definitely check out some Battlehawk games. You have the whole, I mean, you guys have the whole area just like, they're hyped about you guys, man. Like, you don't, I mean, like I said, I'll be out. I did comedy a lot in the last couple of years, like in St. Louis, and I mean everywhere. But like when I was in St. Louis, I would just like be hanging out somewhere, and like, dude, all these fans would come in, like wearing Battlehawk shirts and stuff. It was just, I mean, yeah, I haven't seen anything like that. I mean, probably since the Rams in like '99, you know, and we had a team and they were good. I mean, you know what I mean? So it's like it's just the town loves you guys, man. That's it's cool to see. It's cool to see St. Louis get behind a team like that, you know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, that's really nice.
Yeah, for you especially, bro. You know, I'm just for you especially. But so, what was more wild? What fan base was more wild? Like Nebraska Huskers, or like the NFL teams, or like the X or the UFL teams? Well, what kind of has a wilder crowd?
Ooh, is there a right answer on this one?
Not for you, I realized after I asked that. I'm like, not for you. You're going to lose no matter what you say because you have that other fan base getting mad at you. Yeah, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I'm like, but –
You can play the fifth. You can play the
fifth. I would definitely say hearing the Husker crowd and hearing the St. Louis crowd just in that dome and just in that stadium, when it's third down, you couldn't hear nothing. I will look to my left, and if my linebacker says something, I'm like, yep. Yeah, I can't hear you. Tell me the signal, but I can't hear you. And that's one thing that we, as a defense, we absolutely love that. Like hearing, making the crowd, making the whole stadium shake, and you can feel it on the field. That's the really cool part. When you can feel it on the field, and everybody, and you can see everybody's just hype. You hear the music playing. It's like you got to make a play. Like you got to make a play. That's your. That's it. Make a play. Make the fans jump into the stands and all stuff. You know, they might be saying your name. Woo! But then after that, you know, go to the bench. Next series.
Yeah. No, it's how a lot of athletes talk. Like, I have a guy from the Kings won the Stanley Cup, and he's like, same kind of attitude you have, like this, like, go-getter. I mean, yeah, it's good for today, kind of attitude, but you got to do it again tomorrow type vibe. It's like, I see that with you too. It's like a lot of winners just have that attitude. You know, it's like, well, today was good. Like, let's see how tomorrow goes. You know, like it's like good. That's kind of what I see with in like athletes that win and stuff. Like, I kind of see that in them.
Yeah. I guess. I don't have that same mindset, but yeah, I guess.
I assume because I guess it's wrong.
I'm trying to still kind of like picture that or fathom that thought. I'm like the way I see it is this: today, it's a blessing. It's a present. Take a full advantage of it. Tomorrow, it's a mystery. So whatever you did today, is going to lead to what you do tomorrow. Great. So if I do everything that I need to do, if I take my vitamins, do all that stuff, that's going to lead to my preparation for tomorrow. Great. So tomorrow, if I know I'm set, I'm going to have a great day tomorrow. Listen, I ate dinner. I ate a healthy dinner. I know I'm going to have enough energy to go to practice. Perfect.
Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. Today is a blessing. Yeah, not everybody gets that now. It's definitely good to be alive. You know, it's like one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird thing to say, but it's true. It's just like, it's definitely a blessing. I'm like, so what kind of stuff you guys have coming this season? Like, you got anything you guys know about that I wouldn't know about or the public wouldn't know about yet?
You remember how to take it day by day.
Like, you're like, did you just hear what I said? Did you literally just hear what I
said? You know, like, I'm like, I'm pretty sure we're going to do some community events when we get to St. Louis. Always good to get back to our city because at the end of the day, out there in front of the dome, they'll give us, you know, 3 hours of your day just to support us. So I know we're going to definitely do an activity outside of football just to give back to the community. And yeah, if anybody at the end of the day, I know there's probably a lot of people watching this, but if y'all happen to be at the game and all that stuff, y'all want me to sign whatever, I got you, you know? Because, again, I always give back.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, it's like, I mean you got to give to receive in this world. It's the code of the universe, man. Like, and that's, I mean, that's got to be wild. I mean, those stadiums pack out probably. Like, the Dome's a magic spot, man. It's had a lot of magic there throughout the years, and I think that, like, St. Louis loves that spot, and, like, I think you guys replaced the Rams for him, dude. I think they're so mad at, like, the NFL in Los Angeles and stuff like that, that, like, they won't even watch the NFL anymore, and they'll watch you guys. So I think, you know what I mean? I think it's like, listen, it's kind of wild seeing that.
Listen, as long as you're here to support, that's the only thing that matters right now. At the end of the day, we're here representing the state of the city of St. Louis, and that's the only thing that matters right now.
Yeah, no, people get hyped, man. Like, it's definitely a good thing. Like, so what the championship's there this year too, I think, right? The championship.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so you guys gotta make sure to be in there, right?
Oh yeah, it's number one priority. At the end of the day, we're always talking about the small details. Like, details matters, because at the end of the day, if I am not in my gap, and the ball hits in my gap, and it puts them in position to win, then it's my fault. Even though I might have a great game, I might have 2 tackles, 3 tackles, 5 tackles, did all the stuff, but that one time I decided to not have the correct details on that one play changed the course of the game. You know, you can have a great game, but if you don't, at the end of the day, if you don't win, people look at the negative. You can have a terrible game, but if you win, they're like, listen, don't do it again, but we won. But when you lose, it's one of those things that you look into the smaller details of things. You got to get better at it. You can't make the same mistakes twice, because everybody sees it, not just us as a teammate, people that you play against, but scouts see it too. They see, okay, did he adjust? Did he get better? Was he able to learn from his mistakes? Okay, he was? Great. I know that he's improving.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, man. Like, that's definitely a good point. And, like, I think it'd be a big win. I think it'd be a big win for you guys if the championship was here, man. I think that I think if you guys were in that, that'd be crazy for the sport and, like, for this town and, like, the team and, like, you guys. You know, it's like, I think it'd be wild, man. It's like, You are you, so we should call it right now. We should call it on April 1st right now. Are you guys gonna win tonight, right? So whenever you guys win later, they'll look back at this podcast and be like, these two guys.
Well, hold on. Did you say it's April 1st? Let's do that April 2nd. We'll say that, all right, because you know April 1st. Yeah. April 2nd. We'll say that, and also
I'm still calling it Vanilox win this year. I'm calling it.
Listen, I'm believing too. I've been saying that, since I put my cleats back on.
When did you come to the team? Like, when did you get picked up at the team?
Are you talking about from last year?
Was last year your first year here?
Yeah, last year was my first year with the Battlehawks. And, you know, when 7-3 had a really good season, fell short. There's nothing that you can do about it. So at the end of the day, it's got to come back this season swinging harder. And that's the most important thing.
So they got you from what team did they pick you up? They get you from?
Oh, you're talking about from the league or?
Yeah. Well, were you in the XFL, UFL? Were you in that before the Battlehawks?
The XFL? No.
You're okay. What team did you come from again? You were in the NFL before this?
Yes.
Not the Giants. What was the other team you played for? Not the Giants, the second team?
Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. So they got you from the Bengals. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, that was a weird way of asking. I was like trying to remember the name of the team they got you from. So the Battlehawks picked you up from the Bengals, basically?
So it's a little more like if you're a free agent or your contract, or like if your contract expires, you become a free agent. Once you become a free agent in whatever league, you know, XFL, USFL, NFL, you have the ability to get picked up, or a team has the ability to pick up your contract. From there, boom, your contract gets picked up, and that's what the battle.
Cool. That's awesome. I still have football, man, so I think it's interesting. I don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff, so I was being nosy.
Listen, man, the behind-the-scenes stuff is crazy. That's why, in front of the scenes, that's all I think y'all need to see. Don't worry about the behind-the-scenes, the political stuff, no. Just, at the end of the day, I'll see you at the door.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good year, man. It looks like it's already started. It's going to be a good year for football, man. So people are hyped, man. I mean, we'll see how it turns out. Like, you'll probably have another packed stadium again. People love you guys, man. So people love drinking beer and watching you guys, man. That's what it seems like.
Listen,
that's the crowd I see.
Listen, there's one thing I do kind of – I have a dream. It might be one of the wildest things, but one of the wild things I say is I kind of wanted to – do like a celebration at the end of the game where I take maybe like some sodas and, you know, drink it, you know, with somebody, you know, celebrate with them and all stuff.
Like Stone Cold?
Something like that.
That's how it seemed to me, man. Like, that's crazy. So like, what's the? Do you know the origin of the name Battlehawks? I don't know anything about the name or anything. How'd that come about? Do you know that?
I'm here to play football.
You never asked? You never asked the name of the meeting or anything? I feel like I would if I played.
Listen, at the end of the day, there is an origin, there is a name, there is a meaning behind it, right?
Sorry, I just tagged people, dog.
At this point in time in my life, I watch film. I get ready for the. I put up the Battlehawk jersey on. Represents, you know, the team. But honestly, it's just one of those things that And when I see the word Battlehawk, I see it like the unit as a team. I see my quarterback. I see my D lineman. I see my offensive line. That's all I see. So that's
how makes sense. Yeah.
That's how I'm going to escape that question.
So I was just being nosy. I don't know. I'm from St. Louis. I don't know either, man. So I was nosy about it. Cool name, and like it's better than soccer, man. Like I can't stand like we have a soccer stadium now, and it's like I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to trash talk, but like I can't watch soccer. You know, it's just like too boring to me.
Even though hockey's entertaining.
Hockey's
entertaining.
Hockey is.
So it's actually funny because I was in New York. I went to USA versus Mexico.
That's when I got entertaining.
That sounds more wild. I'd go to a USA versus Mexico game versus whatever's going on downtown. I don't know what's going on there. But I'd go to like a World Cup or something. You know, because that's like you're like in their sport doing this, you know, doing the thing. But and that's me personally. Soccer's just kind of boring. I don't know. It's not. Like, football is way cooler. Like, so is basketball. I like fast paced sports. Soccer's kind of fast paced. It's boring. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just European. You know, maybe that's what it is.
I'll tell you what it is. Sometimes I'll be looking at soccer players and hey, y'all running a lot. I mean, look at him, like he's going back and forth and back and forth. I've seen soccer players do their condition. I saw like how they do all their stuff. I respect them. I really do.
Yeah,
the fact that y'all got it.
I definitely don't. I don't lack respect for them. I just don't think it's entertaining, you know. But I think it does. I definitely outperform me. They probably kick my ass, bro. You know, like there's probably several things they're better than. You know, I'm not trying to knock it. You know, like I think if there's a collab, and I think like if everybody thought like maybe boring, and I'm glad the Sox State is back. You know, but it's good for St. Louis. I'm glad people go. You know, but I'm just like I can't just like sit there and watch it. I don't know what it is. Like so, I just don't know what it is, man.
Hey.
Football and basketball are just better sports now, from my perspective.
So who do you got? Who do you got going down the last wire? I know Iowa and LSU are playing right now. Who you got?
I had Houston. I picked Houston originally, but I don't know if they're even in it right now. I haven't watched in a week or two. I watched the first 2 weeks, and then I just like got sidetracked all this crazy stuff. So I put Houston in my bracket at least.
Oh, okay.
My buddy put UConn. Like, what do you got? Who do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, part of me wants to stay in the Big Ten because that's what I play that. So I'm like, man, maybe I should go with Purdue. And they do got that big cat at center. That dude's big. I lied to you. I saw him. It was like watching Yao Ming play again. I was just looking at him like, that's not fair. not fair. But honestly, I don't. I'm just really here for the entertainment.
Like, no, me too.
I'm hoping a Big Ten school wins. It's not me just being, you know, saying I don't like SEC schools or whatever schools. I'm pretty sure everybody's a great athlete and everybody's expert in their own ways. But, you know, sometimes you just got to keep it in your own conference. And somebody does that, then, yeah, happy for them.
Yeah, no, it's great. That's a great way to put it, man. Honestly, I need to think like that. That's very positive, and it's a cool kind of aspect, man. It's like I like people. Like you seem competitive, but you seem like you're polite, and I think that's important in sports. You know, I think that what's that called? Like when somebody like sportsmanship. You know, I think that's good sportsmanship. I think that's awesome to see, man. Here and whatever other terminology.
When the helmet is off, yeah, this is the type of person you're gonna get. When we on the field, we do not care. We don't. At the end of the day, like, yeah, I'm not going to cross the line and, you know, retaliate. But I'm going to get you the next play. I'm going to get my get back. Like, you might have got me, but I'm going to get my get back. Now, we come off the field and all stuff. Tell myself, man, you had a great game. That's
interesting. So you just turn it off when you get out of the game, you just turn it off? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
As soon as the helmet comes on,
can't be the same.
They just get amped up. And slow.
Huh?
So you just get amped up as soon as you guys get out there?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Okay. Beautiful game, man. What, beautiful game.
What's it like playing at the Dome? That's a huge venue, man. Like, what's that like?
It's like, that's crazy to say. It's like adult version of the Nebraska football and the one dome where the sound doesn't escape. So when the sound doesn't escape, it just comes back down on the field. And when I say the first time I heard that, I think it was like the first time it was a home game. I got on the field and I'm hearing this. It's like a third down play. I hear all the sounds. I'm like, I'm looking over. I got the play. Pretty sure someone was trying to say something to me. I said, I couldn't hear him. I couldn't. And it's a beautiful thing because now I'm just in my own little zone where it's like, oh yeah, I gotta make that play. Oh yeah, I definitely gotta make this play because everybody's behind my back. It's kind of like the 12th man. You remember when the Seattle had well, they still have that, the 12th man thing, right? And the 12th man is a field. It's a crowd. They play a huge factor. They play a huge, huge factor in the game. When the office can't get the calls in, it's because of y'all.
Yeah, I bet, man. That's gotta be crazy. I mean, those stadiums were packed every time you guys had a show. It looked like, man. Not a game. Sorry. I'm used to entertainment. Well, your show is great, you know. But it's the same thing as like, you know, it's the same thing, but you guys are still doing it. It's still a show, but you know, it's sports, you know. So do you think the NFL's fake? You were in the NFL. Is that scripted?
No, it's not scripted.
Okay, I hear all these like TikTok rumors, and I just wanted to ask somebody that was in the NFL.
The Chiefs told me it wasn't scripted. There is players who do remarkable things, and sometimes every dog has his days, and sometimes it's one of those person's days. Sometimes you look at the rest and you might scratch your head and like, what in the world has happened? But at the end of the day, the way I see it is this. If you never put yourself in a position to be down, it doesn't matter what anybody else does, right? If you're dominant for four quarters and it's 28-0, it's hard for the refs to bring a team back from 28-0. Now, have we seen this before? Yes, multiple times. Mm-hmm. But it's also like one of those things. It's like, if I'm playing dominant and I know that it's 28-0, fourth quarter, 5 minutes, there's no way in the world you can come back. If the ref throws five flags on me for personal foul and I'm not even on the field, you still can't come back. So that's how I see it. Now, other people, to each their own.
Well, you're the third guy I've talked to that's been in the NFL, and you said it's not scripted, so I'm starting to believe it. It just seems scripted to me. And then I asked all you guys, like the Chiefs said it's not, and like you said it's not. I believe you. You seem honest, so man. I'm just saying, like, yeah, I mean, you don't seem like a bullshitter. It's almost like, I'm like, that's, it's okay. So, I mean, I guess it's not. It just seemed like it to me for some reason. I'm not sure why. I think just like it's on, I just think everything on TV is fake all the time, I think, you know.
I was about to go into my psych degree. I was about to say, I can tell you exactly the reason why. It's because people's perspective of how things should be, then it feels like it gets flipped.
That's interesting. Because I've never played before, so I'm like, that's not how it works. And like, that's not how sports work. And I've never been – is that what you're saying?
People's perspective. Everybody thought love them to death. Because I got boys that play for them. Jacksonville. Everybody thought this was going to happen. What happened?
Detroit. Oh, that graphic, right?
Listen, the Detroit game was wild in my mind. Wild. Right. Wow, but it just happened.
No, I was just curious because, like, I mean, because I could think whatever I want, but if I ask a dude, I mean, if I ask a dude doing it, you know, it's like you get a better answer when you ask the source rather than fabricate and watch the TikTok videos like I've been doing, you know. Because like, I always TikTok videos are like, Lil Wayne's got a script. He's like, look at this script, and it's like, what the fuck is a football script? And like, but he's also a showman. He's a showman too, though. You know what I mean? So it's like. I mean, he's entertainment, so you got to think of like most of the things people say entertainment probably fake, and like
Do you believe everything that's on the internet?
No, that's why I ask you. No, that's why I ask football players as well. I want to know. I want to know. I'm like, it's like, and I can tell people are bullshit. Man, you didn't seem like you were, and you needed the Chiefs. So I'm just like, okay, so football might be real. I'm like, okay.
It's real. Like I said, there might be some head scratching calls, but at the end of the day, it's real. Yeah. Hey, living proof. Aaron Donald. He's real.
Yeah. I can tell you're not bullshitting me. By the way, you're answering. You don't seem like you have a. I don't know your poker face, but you don't seem like you got a guy with a good poker face. You know, you seem like
I ain't got a good poker face.
That's what it seems like to me. That's what it seems like to me. So yeah, no, it's I think that's interesting because I've always wondered if sports are real because I've never played them. So I always wonder if like especially with like the laws being passed for like now they're like sports entertainment or something like how WWE is like some of me thinking like especially like Vegas gambling and all that. I'm like rigging like Vegas gambling, just saying it's fake. Well, they said it's sports entertainment now, legally speaking, so that Vegas can have a team, right? Like I believe that's why they did that. And then so I just overthink it constantly. I can't just watch a fucking game. I got to question everything, right?
Like, listen, that's fine. Listen, that's the reason why, you know, at the end of the day, we go play and, you know, we have some people who, you know, watch the game. You might listen. If you're drinking one, drink one for me too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But no, it's so where can people see your games and stuff on? You know where people would see them on television and stuff? Someone's asking that earlier.
I believe it's on Fox. It's definitely on Fox. Okay.
Is it on Fox? On like, is that in St. Louis or is it everywhere? It's people, we probably got people.
From oh, it's everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah. Everybody can watch it. Just know the times of the games, and it's going to be on Fox. And then when it pops up, you're going to see a game pop up. I just know it's on Fox, so I don't know the exact, like Fox da 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 da. I don't know that. I play football. Play football.
That's so funny. That's so funny, bro. I tackle people, man. I don't sell TVs, you know.
But yeah, you should definitely be able to find a game there.
No, so yeah, someone was asking me earlier. So they play like I was trying to. They had a real question, but I like it's been a lot of time. It's been several hours since they told me the question.
Oh,
there's something like that.
You're like, oh, yeah, the question.
Well, they asked me when they could watch it because they said something like they only saw half the game or something because it switched. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true though. So I don't want to act like that's true. I just heard them say it. Like they're like telling me that like only half the game aired or something like that. But I don't know. Like I said, this weekend was nuts to me. I had a lot of personal stuff. I was like, man, I gotta fucking still show up to work. You know, I got XFL or UFL. Sorry, I keep calling it XFL. It was called XFL last. Wasn't it just called XFL last year?
So there, that was the thing. There was two different leagues though. So there was a USFL and the XFL.
What was the USFL? I never even heard. I heard of the XFL. What's the USFL?
So that was primarily Fox's league. They were like, wow, can't think of the team. Birmingham. The Stallions. Oh, no, not the Stallions. Yeah, the Stallions. Birmingham Stallions. Yeah, them. The Michigan Panthers were over there. Philadelphia Stars, teams like that were in the USFL.
So it was an XFL USFL merge basically then? Okay, that's what the UFL is now. Mm-hmm. Man, you're merging federations. See, that's gonna be crazy, man. Like that's this is getting crazy.
No comment. Listen, that's gonna be my first no comment.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah. Whatever it is, yeah, man, so I'm not crushing you, brother. I'm just happy.
That's gonna be my first and maybe only no comment.
first of many, like you said. It's cool. To me, it's cool seeing it because like, I don't know the exact. I don't know anything about it, to be honest with you. I just heard about it 5 seconds ago. But I'm just saying, I still think it sounds cool. And I think it's good for like, it's good for the sport, I guess, to absorb other federations. So I'm assuming. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but seems cool. It seems cool to me. I don't know. Unless you get paid less, then it's not cool. But
no comment.
That's funny, man. Like
no comment on that. Listen, on the politics of all that stuff. No comment.
I'm just
a normal guy.
Yeah. No, it makes sense, man. Like, what kind of crazy stuff? Have you had to deal with like crazy stuff, crazy fans, or anything like that? Do you have any kind of weird stories where like people are just being wild?
Oh yeah, all the time. It was actually funny. That's why I kind of got my stone cold. I saw at the end of the game, I saw a fan. Of course, he took like 2 beers and all stuff and did that. I was like, man. Wouldn't that be kind of cool if I did that with soda and kind of did the same thing with the fan and all that stuff? And then when I kind of saw that, like, that was like at the end of the season, I was like, I need to do that. So if you got like 2 Sprites or something like that and you want to meet me in the end zone,
Got you. We can create a, create a nice little memory right there, you know? but, yeah, fans are great. People from, you know, Kansas City are from Missouri, are Missourians, you could say. But, yeah. And it's crazy. It's crazy because I don't technically have my permanent resident in, you know, Missouri. As elsewhere, but they're still everywhere. Everybody's still, oh, you, I saw you play, you know, with the Battle Hawks and all stuff. Ca-caw. They didn't say it like that. They said a lot better, but it's just really nice that the support system still, it's not just in one spot, it's nationwide.
That's awesome. So you'll be recognized where no matter what city you're in, basically, you're saying?
I'll say that. No. I don't want to say that because I'm a very, listen, I am a guy that watches anime, very low-key type of guy that just goes out there and performs. That's what type of guy I am. Now, if you see me out and about, yeah, say what's up. But not, yeah, you know where I'm at.
That's funny, man. So that's crazy. No, it's a big deal. I think Battle Hawks are a big deal, man. It's cool seeing that. I hope you guys win this year, man. It'd be great for the town, great for you guys and stuff. Like, especially the championship being here, it would be too good, man. If you guys won the championship this year, with it being here, that'd be crazy.
Be amazing. Just gotta put in the work. That's it.
I don't know how you could live so far away. If I was playing for a team, I'd have to live in that town. I feel like I don't know. I'd probably be partying too much. So I actually like your method better. Actually, now I'm thinking about it. It's like, because if I lived in the area of my sports team, I'd be partying the whole time with all the fans. I don't know how.
You'll find that one bar that has all the St. Louis Battlehawks, though. You'd be like, I need to go to that one bar every single night.
That's what it is with the Blues. Blues are all at Obie Clark's, it seems like. And, like, I shouldn't have said that a lot, probably. But there's certain bars everybody's at, you know. I mean, St. Louis, you see that a lot. Like, a lot of the Cardinals live in the suburbs, it seems like, though.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I don't know anything about the bars downtown. So, you know, I just go from the place I stay at, then go to the game, and then, you know, we out.
That's funny, man. Yeah, no, yeah, it's probably how you stay. You stay focused. You know, it's like, I imagine it'd be super distracting, like being around all the fans and stuff like that. All the time, not just like you want to be around them. Like when you're around them all the time, you can't escape. It's got to be crazy, you know?
Yeah. Well, like I said, at the end, like, I feel like for me, when I get to that moment where it's time to perform, like when I tell you, when I put my helmet on, I literally tell myself, you can't be the same person. I can't be the person that, you know, talks politely. I'll joke around, but I'm not the same person, especially as a defensive lineman. You guys, any defensive lineman, they got problems. We do. But that's what makes us special at the end of the day. Aaron Donald was Aaron Donald because he just said, I'm Aaron Donald, you can't stop me. And yeah, he had a Hall of Fame career just because he believed in that statement that you can't stop me. J.J. Watt was the same way. I could keep going on, but that's the same mindset. If you can stop me, I'll let you stop me. Now, there's some players, you know, they're out there. But listen, offensive linemen get paid, too. Offense gets paid, too. So I'm never going to say that, you know, I stopped myself. But it's always that mentality that I have to put my best foot on the field and I have to be that person that I can't be outside.
Do you have some pregame rituals you do?
Oh, yeah. What's usually my pregame ritual? So, again, I watch anime. I usually watch anime probably because I like having like a clear mind. I'm not thinking about football. I'm not thinking about having emotions. I honestly stay off of social media. So I know people are saying like good luck, this and this. I put myself on do not disturb immediately when I wake up. Do not disturb. Know my calendar. Watch my show. 30 minutes before I hit the bus, switching. Okay, time to go.
It's time to put in the work. I got two hours to get to. I have 2 hours until I hit the field. I have 3 hours to be on the field. I need to lock in for 5 to 6 hours of my life. That's going to change the rest of my life. All right, go. And then after that, I'm back to this normal freedom that you know. That's it. I eat a little bit of sweet, but I know I'm not supposed to say that.
Yeah. No, that's crazy, man. So, like, yeah, imagine everybody, like, has kind of something like that, like, to get kind of in the zone. Like, that's a big thing. I mean, you're just energy and frequency-wise, being around that many people and being, like, the focal point, I mean, that, all their energy is going into you guys. So, I mean, that's, like, that's just how it works. So, that's going to be crazy. It's going to be hard to sleep after that. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, having to go to sleep that night, man. Like,
and that's why you're, like, in my head, is that's why you have to be, like, you can't be already filled up with so much, right? So you get on the field, you are hyped and all that stuff. What's going to happen to you? You got the crowd already amping all your hypeness. You're not going to be able to play fast. You're not going to be able to do what you really need to do. Now, you have those players who, you know, rah-rah and all that stuff. Me, I'm not. I'm the person that says, God gave me an ability, and he gave me the opportunity to come out here and do something that I'm not allowed to do outside of the football field. Thank you. So just take advantage of that. And then when the crowd fuels me, I know what's on.
That's awesome. Well, do you want to throw any promo or anything before we get out of here, man? Like, I think, like, we covered a lot of stuff. I'll just be like the same question over and over again. He's like, an hour mark. So is there anything you want to throw out, like promo-wise, or anything people should know about you that I didn't ask, or that you want people to know? We got a lot of people watching, and I imagine a lot of people still watch this.
After promo-wise, you know, man, I wish I had my milk. It's called Split Spike. It's actually a really, really good energy caffeine milk. I'm definitely going to bring it to the show next time when we're on. It's really good. Best water out there for me and my personal opinion is Waikia. Been drinking that water probably since I've been in the league. What else? Oh, this jacket right here, if you haven't seen it or never heard it before, it's called Hype Land. If you're an anime nerd, just like I am, it's very comfortable. This is actually a 2XL, 3XL? 2X. Don't know. But, yeah, and then, of course, thank you for letting me on the show, man. It's truly a blessing, an honor. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm rocking with this. Like, I like to do stuff like this. So anytime you want me back on the show, or anytime I'm in St. Louis and y'all want to, you know, kick it, let me know.
Yeah. Let me know in your town. Like, yeah, you're welcome back a million times. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you going backwards in your career, being here. You know, I think I'll sign your community service papers for being here. You know, I appreciate it. What count is an hour? But I appreciate it for real. You guys are legends, man. And I think I absolutely love seeing people like make St. Louis look cool and like more than just some ridiculous shit. You know, there's a lot of negative in St. Louis, and I think you guys are part of the positive. And I like seeing that. So I appreciate you and your team and like everyone involved in making that happen. You know, like the guy selling popcorn there, even, you know, it's everybody that makes that happen, man. It's just like it's great for the town, great revenue, great attitude, great, like, you see people getting along, you know, and that's important. And I mean, it's bigger than football, is what I'm trying to say. So I appreciate you on here too, man. Like, I mean, football's great, but it's just bigger than football, even, I think, the Battlehawks are. So it's cool seeing that. And yeah, we'll have you back after you get some games in your belt, so we could either talk shit or say it's awesome. You know? I'm just joking.
We gotta get you to a game. That's what we need to do.
Yeah. I need to check out one of these games soon.
Just let me know, man. Listen, just let me know. You got him? Yeah, I got you.
All right, bro. No, I appreciate that. So yeah, you might watch this. If you're in St. Louis, check out Battlehawks at the Dome. If you're not, check it out. Check out their schedule and see when you can see them beat your home team, and see what's up. But yeah, no, I appreciate your freedom. I think you want to come on here. And, yeah, you're welcome back in a couple weeks. We got some more stuff going on, you know.
That sounds good, man. Y'all have a great night.
Cool. Later on. And thank you all for watching this. I know it's Monday night, and you know me personally, a lot of crazy stuff's been going on. So I had to get back to work to kind of make sure I keep in a routine and stuff like that. And Freedom from the Battle Hawks joined us tonight. Absolute legend. Tomorrow, I believe we have Rick Ross at 8:30 Central. So we're doing this every week today, still, except for Fridays. Trying not to take a break and stay with it. Thank you all for watching. God bless you, and I appreciate you.